This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome to another session of Sanity, right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. You know, you want to be part of the conversation. As I always like to say, you want to be part of the solution. And the way you become part of the solution is that you get involved in the conversation. You hear what other people have to say. Right? I mean, really, it really is that simple. You hear what other people have to say. Right? How they come up with the mindset that they come up with. You know, and again, if you get involved, and even with people that you here we go, I'm going to jump this, but even with people you agree with, not everybody comes to the same solution the same way. So not everybody maybe comes to it's funny. I'm sitting around today with a bunch of guys, and they're talking about how they believe that Epstein is still alive. They think it was a body double, that he was killed. I mean, you get to the point where you start making yourself crazy. You go, first of all, why do you care? I mean, sorry, but why do you care? Not much you could do about it. So let's let some of this stuff play out before we decide we know what's going on and what have you. And again, when you start asking those guys how they came up with that, why some of them feel that he's still around, they just feel that he knew too much about what was going on for them just to wipe him out. He had too much money, too much power, and this was a way to get him out of prison. I'm not one of those guys. I don't believe in that kind of stuff. Anyhow, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. If you head up to the website, like buy my stuff, okay? You know, you can buy my book. You can buy the T-shirts that we have. Right now I've got a shirt up there. You know, Russia made me do it. Since everybody else is screaming that way, might as well jump on the bandwagon. Russia made me do it. You know, I've got them in red. I've got them in black. No, I will not model them for you. Not a good look for me. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, you know, I heard some rumors today, and matter of fact, I'm sure many of you never didn't hear anything about this. But I heard some rumors today that the Democrats, it's always them, right? Always them that want to start trouble. The Democrats are actually talking about packing the Supreme Court. Now, I mean, they're really not a swift group of people. They can't be. They don't have total control of Congress. They don't have total control of the Senate and the President and. So the Democrats said today, basically, some of the biggies, warned the Supreme Court in pointed terms this week that it could face a fundamental restructuring if justices don't take steps to heal the court in the near future. What they mean by that is if you don't start ruling our way, and the heck with the Constitution, we're going to replace you. We're going to get people in there to think like us. Isn't that funny? Look, you have a constitutionally elected president, okay, who nominated people to the Supreme Court that they don't like, so they didn't get their way. We're going to change the rule. We're going to... You know what? This is how they always play. This shows you the immaturity that they have and how they always play. And it was just a weird warning. Why deliver that now? It was delivered as part of a brief filed Monday in a case related to New York City gun law. Senator Sheldon Whitehouse, a Democrat. Richard Blumenthal. Mazie Hirono, she's the Democrat from Hawaii. So you've got a Connecticut, somebody from Rhode Island, somebody from Hawaii. Richard Durbin from Illinois, and Kirsten Gillibrand from New York. They referenced the rulings by the court's conservative majority in claiming it's suffering from some sort of affliction which must be remedied. Yeah, the affliction is common sense. They don't know how to handle it. Come on, think about this. So they don't like it? So they're going to change it? Joe Biden, you know, this happened back in 1983 again. They tried to do this then. And Joe Biden said, hey, this is a bonehead move. Joe in 1983, not Joe Messina, Joe Biden. Supreme Court is not well, and the people know it, the brief said. Perhaps the court can heal itself before the public demands it be restructured in order to reduce influence of politics. Well, you were fine with it when you had the majority, right? You were fine with it when President Obama was putting some of the most liberal judges you can think of on there. See, the problem with the justice, the liberal justices, they think like the Constitution is a living, breathing doc. It's not. It's not a living, breathing document. Sorry. No, I mean, the way it's laid out, the way our founding fathers laid it out. You know, I got to tell you something. I used to think these guys were geniuses. And to a big degree they were. But man, they could never have thought of the direction we'd head in. The bonehead stuff that we would do. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I would have made the Supreme Court. I would have given it a maximum amount of numbers. They go, look, you want to do this, you make it, put it in the Constitution so they actually have to do a constitutional convention to change it. The last part was quoting language from the Quinnipiac University poll, which 51% favored such restructuring. In the same poll, 55% believed the Supreme Court was motivated by politics. No kidding. When you have 5-4 decisions on a regular basis, you're telling me you can't figure out it's motivated by politics? It's got a political bent to it? You should not be having 5-4. Everything should be 7-2-9-1 or 9-0. I'm sorry, 8-1-9-0, whatever. You shouldn't be having 5-4 decisions on a regular basis. And when you hear their answer for the 5-4 decisions, do you notice most of the time, they may say it's just unconstitutional, but do you notice that most of the time when the Supreme Court comes down with a ruling, they will lay out another court's ruling or what another judge said? And I hate to tell them this, you're not supposed to do that. Seriously. The rulings aren't based on it. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Brad Dagus joins us from Pacific Justice Institute after the break. I know you'll like him because I do. We'll be right back. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time you spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation, part of the solution, because that's what the big deal is. I want you part of the solution. The only way you get that is you get informed, you get engaged. So I told you the Democrats today were, you know, stomping their feet, and they sent in a brief that basically if the Supreme Court doesn't heal, it will make changes, or the Dems will make changes to the court. And I think this is hilarious because, you know, Roosevelt tried this once before. And it even made the sane Dems of the day kind of nervous. And the thing that always makes me crazy, and I'll bring on the expert in a second here, but the thing that always makes me crazy is whenever you see the 5-4 decisions, Because when you see a 5-4 decision, and you know, it's always right down the line of liberals versus conservatives or what have you, it tells me they're not using the Constitution. They're using their own feelings. And I said to you before that you notice that a lot of times the Supreme Court doesn't even quote the Constitution anymore. They quote a prior ruling, a prior judge, a prior Supreme Court. When in reality, their rulings are supposed to be, and remember, let me bring him on because he's the one that'll set me straight. Brad Dinkus joins us from Pacific Justice Institute. Love what he's on with us, and we're doing a weekly spot. I think it's just great. Brad, thanks for being with me.
Oh, thank you. Great to get the program.
Yeah, you know, Brad, it's really funny because, again, one of the things I've talked about on the show when it comes to Supreme Court, especially the Supreme Court, they issue rulings slash opinions, and it's an opinion based on what it's supposed to be an opinion based on what they believe the Constitution says, not what another judge or another court or what have you have ruled, and it's an opinion where the legislature or the Congress or whatever should take that back and either rewrite the rule, redo the bill, or just kill it altogether. And feel free to correct me. Am I off here or what?
No, you're pretty much on track. I mean, it's yeah, the court is to give considerations called stare decisis regarding past decisions. But at the end of the day, those past decisions have to be in line with and agreed with the Supreme Court and the strict construction and original intent of the Constitution. And if that's not the case, then the court is obligated to make sure that's corrected. In fact, the Supreme Court throughout history has corrected itself to get back to the Constitution, but it's been extremely problematic since the Earl Warren Court, which is back in the late 1950s on upward, where we have judicial activism and judges wanting to change society the way they want it to be, not based upon anything the Constitution mandates or allows.
Yeah, it's really, again, like I said, it was really interesting as I was looking through some of the rulings, some of the conversations that they had, some of the things that they said. And maybe I just don't see it and I'm missing it altogether. But what I see is they very rarely say, well, the Constitution, this article, and this, and this, and this. They don't do that. Well, again, a lot of times they're quoting another court. They're quoting another justice, if you would. And I found that to be very, for me anyway, I found it to be very problematic because they shouldn't be doing that. They should be quoting the Constitution.
Yeah, there was a decision not too long ago where the Supreme Court actually went in outside even the United States, and they were basing their decision on European different countries, what they decided on the issue, and the UN, and it was way out, and it shows you how out of line they are with their job description, which is to interpret and apply the law to the Constitution, with the Constitution having the final say, not their personal feelings, whims, or ideology having the final say.
Yeah, I was saying just before you got on the air, I said, look, they've done this before. They were going to take a swipe at this before back in 37 when Roosevelt announced that he was going to put 15 judges on the court. That was number one. And the reason he was going to do it, not because he felt the court was siding one way or the other, what have you, but they were hostile to his New Deal. They were not on board and thought that this thing really trampled all over the Constitution. You know, and they were really, really, really irritated about it. But it was even going to go further than that. At one point in time, they were discussing, I thought this was hilarious. At one point in time, they were discussing, given the, their assistants that look up, their clerks, giving their clerks a percentage of a vote each. And I thought this was just nuts. I was reading the full article on it. And I thought this was just nuts. And again, thank God, even though we were partisan and all this, the Senate struck it down by a vote of 70-22. And it just shows you how fragile, fragile this is, fragile our justice system is, doesn't it?
Right. And yes, it does. And unfortunately, I don't think it would be the same vote if it went to the floor today in the U.S. Senate. I think it would be much closer, unfortunately. because I think there's a less of a respect for the Constitution and our judicial system and the importance of having three branches of government. Basically, if they did this, we're talking about basically eliminating the third branch of government, judiciary, being separate and autonomous the way it was forward to be. And here's why. If the president in power and the party in power in the Senate decide to have that protocol to just simply stack the court so that their side is now in dominant control, then the next party takes control of the president and the White House, then they'll add another six judges so that they will now have the majority for their agenda and control. And then the next one, we would literally, conceivably, we'd have a Supreme Court larger than the U.S. Senate in terms of numbers, but even worse, we would have a Supreme Court that is merely the puppet of whoever is in power in the White House and Congress. And that is totally not the purpose and the intent of the judicial branch, is to be separate, to maintain a balance and integrity for the other two branches of government. That's why this is so critical. Our government would lose a degree of credibility and stability. And I think it would even hurt us economically, because that is part of the reason why America has so much capital invested, is because of the certainty of the law, stability of the law, and the judicial branch of government that maintains that.
Well, you know, again, this is what scares me. They can't get their way. They don't like the way the rulings are coming down. So it's almost an in-your-face threat to the court. Look, you don't start doing business our way, we're done with you. We'll make it so it does come out our way. And you know, Brad, you've been dealing. You've actually argued in front of the Supreme Court. I mean, is it just me again, or is it very obvious when you start having these 5-4 decisions? Well, now you have to wait to the other side of the break. But when you have these 5-4 decisions, it tells you that it's a partisan, not a constitutional decision. Anyway, we'll talk about more of that on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host, Brad Dacus, joins me, founder of Pacific Justice Institute. We'll be back in a few minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In Dayton, Ohio, police released surveillance video of the timeline of the mass shooting there, in which 9 people were killed.
They're going to see the shooter enter from the patio. The sister and friend are still on the patio. He's going to speak with the doorman for a minute. He's going to exit.
Police say he shot 26 people in only 32 seconds. With more information, here's USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
Dayton, Ohio Police Chief Richard Beal is claiming there is no evidence that the mass murderer obtained the weapons used to kill 9 people and wound 17 others illegally. The police chief also says there's no evidence to indicate the murderer's companion knew in advance what he planned to do.
Does not seem to be any indication that he was aware, as I said before, the existence of the weapons in the trunk or what the assailant intended to do that night.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for joining us. I always appreciate the time you're spending with us. Look, head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Give me your email address. We only send out an email once a week. Give you an idea of what we're doing, what we got going on, who we're going to have on the show. And it'll just give you some insight as to what's happening. You can buy my book. You can buy a coffee mug. You can just, I think it's a great place to find out what's happening on the real side. But let me bring him back in. Founder of Pacific Justice Institute, Brad Dacus, joins me as he does every week. I always, I just always appreciate so much the information that he has and he brings to us. And before we get rolling again, let's go ahead. Brad, why don't you tell people what Pacific Justice Institute is and what it does and how they can support you?
Oh, certainly. Yeah, we're a nonprofit. The Pacific Justice Institute is a nonprofit 501c3 legal defense organization. And we specialize in defending religious freedom, parental rights, sanctity of human life all across the United States. We do it all without charge. And one thing that makes us very unique, Joe, is that we don't just take on the high-profile, big-game cases. Our goal is to make sure that everyone gets help, that no one is ever left on the side of the road. And that's why we handle more cases on the West Coast dealing with these issues than any other legal organization in the country, bar none.
Yeah, and you do some great work all across the country, and I think what needs to happen is, you know, people, you need to go to pji.org, write it down and hit it later because I want you to pay attention, pji.org, and help out where you can because you're doing some great work across the country. Okay, Brad, let's hit some of these issues that are going on right now. Like, you've just requested dismissal of criminal charges against a pastor over the Drag Queen Story Hour. It's important to make sure that drag queens are reading to our kids on a regular basis, is it not?
Yeah, this is really problematic. First off, people need to understand what we're talking about. This is a national movement, and we've seen reports from across the country where the drag queens in a concerted effort are going into public libraries and having the drag queen story hour for where they read a story to little children. And the story is a messaging congruent with the very radical LGBTQ agenda. Obviously there's people in the community concerned. Well, that's what happened in Spokane. Pastor heard about this. He went to the library. He was openly invited. The community was openly invited. So he assumed he would be treated like equally like everyone else. He went to go inside. The police that were there, they had asked him. He says, "Are you supportive of this?" He says, "Well, I'm personally I'm not, but I that I want to observe it. And they said, well, no, you can't. You have to go on the other side of the street. So those protesters are, you have to go on the other side of the street. He goes, well, no, I'm not protesting, and I'm not going to create a disturbance. I'm just a concerned citizen, and I just want to be there and observe. That's all. He says, Bob, she says, no, you can't be here because of what you believe. We're not going to let you come in. The fact you're not, you know, we are not supportive of them. And so he was arrested. Joe, he was arrested, handcuffed, put in the squad car for, get this, over 3 hours. He had to sit there, and then they took him down and booked him in the jail. And now he's been criminally prosecuted for resisting arrest and creating a disturbance, if you will. And now we're having to defend him. We at Pacific Justice Institute, if we're, but he could have up to a year behind bars if we're not successful. And yet he's being treated differently solely because of what he believed. And that is outrageous from a constitutional perspective.
Wow. So he went into a public library, right? Not causing a problem. And because he wouldn't leave. Now, he wasn't resisting. He wasn't making a big deal out of it when they asked him to leave, was he? I mean, like he was flailing his arms all around the place and pushing people out of the way. He was just saying, no, you know what, I'm just here to observe. So he wasn't really, right. He didn't hit anybody. He didn't get nasty, right?
Right. He acted like your typical pastor would. Very, you know, not a commotion, not a screaming, yelling. I mean, he's very down to earth, very caring, very calm, and just said, hey, you know what? This violates my rights. You're treating me differently simply because of my beliefs. And we've seen times in history where governments have treated people differently because of their beliefs, denied them the ability to go here or go there or be branded in some way. We don't want that here in the United States. If he was a disruptor, if he said, I'm going to go in there and preach and scream at them and or whatever, which I don't wouldn't expect to happen. But anyway, but let's say for some reason he was going to create a commotion. Well, then there would be a rational basis for saying, okay, look, you're creating a disturbance. You're going to create a disturbance. But that's not the way it was at all. It was simply because they asked him what he believed. He said what he believed. And that was enough, and that was it.
Wow. That's scary, because that's more than just the thought police. First, they were perceiving and thinking that he might start trouble, so therefore it was a reason not to allow him in. That's scary in and of itself. And then on top of that, it wasn't because, you know, he was a Muslim or a Jew. It was because of his Christian beliefs he couldn't come in and observe what was going on. I mean, that in and of itself. Now, come on, would that be a... Well, I hate to ask you this question, but would that be a slam dunk case in front of the Supreme Court?
I think it has a very good chance of prevailing. If we were to flip it, like you just sort of did, and let's say there was a Christian gathering there, sponsoring something there at the library, an outside speaker opened up to the public, and a Muslim wanted to come in and just observe. It's a public place, a public event,
yep.
And the police said, oh, no, you're Muslim? No, you're not allowed in here. You can't observe because we know you don't believe the same way the speaker does. So even if you want to, you can't be here. I mean, all of us would say that's outrageous.
Yep.
Of course it's outrageous.
Yep.
But that's what we're dealing with here. And there's clearly a double standard. And we see that over and over again. And that's why we at Pacific Justice Institute are so committed, to take on these. We have hundreds of affiliate attorneys all across the United States. We're opening offices. Actually, there's two more states that they haven't announced it yet. We're going to be opening new offices in, and then there's two other states. We're basically setting up shop all across the United States, and we already have the affiliate attorneys all across the country. So if anyone sees this happening, they wonder what their rights are, or they're in a similar situation, they should not hesitate to contact us. We do our work completely without charge. That's our hallmark, and that's what we're going to do.
Yeah, it's always interesting to me, and you guys do some great work, and people need to know what and how you're defending. Because, they always say, what can I do, Joe, because I don't have this, or I don't have the, I don't know, what to do. Well, they need to support organizations like yours, because you're already out there doing it. You're already actually making it happen. So you were just telling me about a case that you were fighting just today. You don't know all the information on it, but just a simple fact. that you have a young person. Why don't you give just a 80,000-foot overview of the case?
Yeah, just a big overview. We're dealing with a situation involving a teenager who was taken by social workers from a wonderful family of faith and, you know, solid family. The child was taken, and the reason the child was taken is because the child had stated that they wanted to change their gender, and the parents said no. Well, liberal social worker found out about this, had a psychiatrist, come out with a determination, oh, yes, this would be wonderful for the child. And because the parents are not willing to let their child be cut on and injected and changed for life, they're arguing they're trying to take this child permanently from this wonderful, loving, stable family that's here in the United States of America. And we're arguing that this morning, and it looks like it's going to be potentially a long, drawn-out, hard fight.
Wow. It just, again, just amazing to me that now what's happening is they can come in and tell you how you're going to raise your children, what you're going to raise them to believe. You know, I know there was a fight at one point in time, or there was a Child Protective Services was trying to make it so that you probably don't remember this. This is a long time ago. But they actually made the statement that forcing your kids to go to church, going to church every Sunday, is a form of child abuse, that the kids should be allowed to decide on their own. This is where we're at. They can decide at 3 years old whether they want to be a boy or a girl. They can decide, they make a decision whether they believe in God or not, to go to church or not. They're going to decide what they wear, what they eat, who they have sex with, at what age, whether they can have an abortion. I mean, the inmates are running the asylum at this point.
Yeah, that's exactly what we see happening, and it's spreading, and it's getting broader. And, you know, and that's why, going back to the Constitution, that's why the Constitution is so important, because of the necessity to defend the inalienable rights of parents over the education and upbringing of their children.
I know, just craziness. And it gives me heartburn just thinking about it. Okay, when we come back, I got so much I want to talk about with you. How does the president get a case in front of the Supreme Court? And back to some school issues again. I want people to know what rights they have in taking their kids back to school. Joe Messina, your host, Brad Dacus with us from Pacific Justice Institute. We'll be back in a few minutes.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
My family's theme song. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5562. Thanks so much for being with us. I do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Be part of the solution. Be part of the conversation. Get involved. Get engaged. It ain't that hard, people. It really isn't. You know, sometimes we come to a conclusion. We may all be come to the same conclusion, but we don't always come to it the same way. So it's good to hear other people speak. You know, hear what they got going on, how they came to that decision. Anyway, Brad Dacus, founder of Pacific Justice Institute, joins me as he does now every week. And we go through the issues of the week, the legal issues of the week, some of the stuff you can expect to see in the news, and some of it you won't see in the news because it'll go by so fast you won't even be paying attention to it. Brad, again, always thank you for joining me. I appreciate it so much.
It's always a pleasure, Joe. Thank you.
You know, some of the conversations we had, one of the common emails I get, I try to come back, and I know you've explained it once or twice before, but I think people just need to understand, and that's, you know, if the president has a case and you know, like the one here in California about him now having to show, you know, 100 years of tax returns before they'll let him on the ballot, but how does the president get a case in front of the Supreme Court quickly should he need to?
Yeah, well, like, for example, let's say, you know, like the state of California is trying to keep him off the ballot because he hasn't released his taxes. Which he has every right not to release.
The Constitution doesn't require it as a condition run for president, so I think the president actually is going to prevail as a very strong case. But the issue is one of timing, and the time involved. You know, cases can take years and years before they make it to the Supreme Court. That said, the president in federal court in California can expedite it through seeking injunctive relief, filing a writ to expedite it. We at the Pacific Justice Institute, we filed a writ and we got it within hours of the protection that we needed from the state Supreme Court to protect a toddler from being killed by having life support taken from the little guy. And he's now saved and he's protected and he's improving. But anyway, the point is that process is there. We saw it also in the presidential dispute between Bush and Gore and the Florida ballots. It went very quickly, very fast, as needed. It was very timely. So I believe it will be resolved when it needs to be. There are ways to get it expeditiously up the ladder to the Supreme Court.
Yeah, and somebody had asked me, the Ninth District Court, two takes they want to know is, what's your feeling on it right now? I mean, it's become more measured, if you would. It's not hardcore liberal. Are you having more hope for the Ninth Circuit?
Yes. Definitely yes. We still have a good number, a little over half. The justices are ones that I think need to go back and learn constitutional law. But nonetheless, I'm very pleased with the major shift in the Ninth Circuit, and I think it's headed in the right direction. The next year and a half, it's going to continue heading in the right direction with more appointments. If we had it could continue for another 4 years after that, having excellent appointments. So. We're seeing a historic shift, not only the Ninth Circuit, but the other circuits as well. Roughly over one in eight have already been replaced on the circuit court judges, of the judges, and it'll be one in six by the end of 2020.
Yeah, it's really funny. I noticed in reading, and tell me if I'm wrong, I noticed in reading that a lot of these courts seats have been left open when the president could easily fill a lot of these seats, and they tend not to. And I know it seems like President Trump is working at a fever pace to nominate conservative judges to sit in these seats. Why do the presidents leave them open? It would be simple to get them filled, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah, in the past, it was more problematic because you had the 60-vote hurdle in the Senate because of Harry Reid changing the rules prior to Bush. It's now just a majority in the Senate to be approved, to get approval. And then in the past, if a senator of a state didn't like the judge that was being nominated for, to serve in their state or the circuit in their state, they would just give this little pink slip under the door, so to speak, and to the majority leader and to the Senate and the committee, and they would just, toss it aside, the nomination. That's no longer the case. Mitch McConnell said, hey, if you have an objection, be accountable to the people. No more pink slips under the door. You have to make your case.
You mean you have to have a spine and some guts? Is that what?
Yes. And I thought that's the way it should be. We the people, we want our senators held accountable. If they're acting competent judges with their little pink slip without people knowing about it, there's no place for that in this country. I'm so glad Mitch McConnell did the right thing. And it's in the long run, no matter who's in the office, who's in control of the Senate, as public accountability, transparency, yep. That's always a good thing.
Yeah, no, I am so with you on that. The Ninth Circuit Court is humongous, and it's very, very large court. Should it be broken up? What would it take to break up?
Yeah, first, it is a very large court. 20% of the U.S. population is just in the Ninth Circuit. It makes up 40% of the landmass of the United States.
Wow.
Is in the Ninth Circuit. So, yeah, I think it definitely should be broken up. And, but to do that, we're looking at a major hurdle to do so. The votes aren't there in the Senate. To precipitate that kind of a change, it's in their authority to do so. But I don't think we're going to see that happen anytime soon. But it could be a power play. But functionally, practically speaking, yeah, I think the Ninth Circuit should definitely be broken up. And many people living in Idaho and you know, Nevada and some of these other states, Montana, you know, would like not to be in the same circuit as California and Hawaii and
I don't blame them.
and Oregon. Yeah.
All right, so let's move on to school issues. That's what we've been dealing with here on a weekly basis. And, you know, and I love it because as we've been talking about, again, more and more emails from people asking questions. One of them that you know, that came up, and I talked to you about it during the break a little bit, was, you know, especially in California, you have a lot of transgenders using, that have not gone through the surgery, if you would. And so there are a lot of transgenders using the opposite locker room / bathroom. And I've seen emails from parents who say, look, we're told that by law, if a transgender female, you know, that's a male who's now looking to be female, still has all the male's parts and pieces, they're allowed to use the female bathrooms and the locker rooms. Is there anything a parent can do about that? Is there anything a parent could do moving the child out of the class? Because I know some have been told you can't move classes, you can't this, you can't that. It just seems like you're being forced down a certain road. What are their options? I'll put it that way.
Yeah, I'm so glad you asked that, because the truth is parents have incredible power to bring this to a halt, for their daughter not to have to have the fear of being visually violated on a daily basis randomly in a public school that they're compelled to attend. The bottom line is, we at Pacific Justice Institute believe that this violates the privacy rights of these girls in these locker rooms, or boys, and conversely in their locker rooms. And so if all we need is a parent, all we need is just a parent with a daughter or son in the locker room saying, with this kind of a threat being real, to contact us, and we could go right into court, right into federal court, and get an injunction. And if not at that level, then the circuit, if not that, I'm very confident that this Supreme Court will see the ludicrousy of what's involved here and rule in favor of the rights of parents for their children not to be visually violated as a condition for them to have to not drop out of a public school.
Yeah, you know, and that's it. It's not like you're saying, no, that person can't exist, can't be there, needs to be chastised. What you're saying is, look, I don't want my daughter, or my son for that matter, to have to deal with A, B, and C. And you're being told, you know, again, this is what puts so much stigma on public schools. You're forced into a certain way or having to do certain things. And they don't really care about your religious beliefs. They don't care about your rights as a parent, which is where a lot of people are feeling a little shaky, their rights as a parent. Now, the schools are teaching what they want to teach. It's very hard to opt out. You had talked about opting out of sex ed. Will you tell people again that you have forms on your website and how they get those forms and what they can use them for?
Yeah, every parent with a child in any public school, anywhere in the country, in my opinion, should take full advantage of these opt-out forms. We do not charge for them. They can go to our website, register, and download those opt-out forms. They check the boxes. They sign it. If the school says, oh, we won't accept this, no problem. You just send it certified mail to the school, and they'll be on notice. They will receive it. And then if the school goes against those wishes, then we at Pacific Justice can then have grounds to come in and defend the parents and file an action if needed. So it's very empowering. It's very important, particularly in view of the materials that are coming in schools. We just found out, for example, in Austin, Texas, there is outrageous material being crammed into the school districts there in the state capital of Texas. Every state, every parent in every state in a public school, they need to take advantage of this resource at our website.
All right, Brad Dakin, Pacific Justice Institute, PJI.org, PJI.org, and they can give you a call or a holler when they're having trouble with any kind of school / education issue. God bless you for what you're doing. We'll talk. We'll talk more next week, I'm sure.
Take care, Joe. Thanks.
I'm Joe Messina, your host, just on the Real Side on GCN Live. Crazy stories next hour. All kinds of stories that are causing heartbreak.